From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Mike Parson declared a state of emergency yesterday following flooding that left several people stranded and continues to cause damage and strain levees in several Midwest states. Missouri's emergency declaration comes after state water patrol troopers worked into the night Wednesday, pulling four people from homes and three others from a boat that ran out of gas around the small town of Craig. People stacked sandbags at a nearby water treatment plant in Forest City, while another levee breach across the river from Atchison, Kansas, threatened two towns where most residents had already left. The Missouri River has swelled following heavy rains and snowmelt from earlier this month. The flooding has claimed three lives, damaged thousands of homes, and busted about 20 levees in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. The flooding has also taken a heavy toll on agriculture, swamping tens of thousands of acres, threatening stockpiled grain and killing livestock. University of Missouri St. Louis Chancellor Tom George is retiring. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported yesterday that he's stepping down on September 1st. George started at the university in 2003 and will have served 16 years when he retires. The newspaper reports he will be the longest tenured chancellor in the school's 56-year history. George says his time as chancellor has been the best experience of his career, but says 16 years is a long time to serve in the position. University of Missouri Assistant President Mun Choi says an interim chancellor will be named soon. There will be a national search for George's permanent replacement. The Columbia Farmers Market is moving to a new location later this spring. KBIA's Skylar Navarro has more.
The MU Healthcare Pavilion will house the weekly market starting in April. Karina Smith is the executive director of the Columbia Farmers Market. She says the new pavilion will have a positive impact on the market.
To have a roof over our heads and have this permanent location will just be huge, huge, amazing benefit for our organization and for our vendors and customers. The pavilion will allow us to be able to be in the same spot every Saturday year-round.
The pavilion will offer a bigger area for vendors and a variety of activities for adults and kids to learn about growing food. Weather allowing, April 27th is the planned opening date for the pavilion. Skylar Navarro, KBIA News.
The company owning a duck boat that sank on a Missouri lake last summer, killing 17 people, announced yesterday it won't operate the vessels this year because of the ongoing investigation. The Columbia, Missourian reports it will instead open up a replacement attraction in the tourist town of Branson. Ripley Entertainment spokesperson declined to comment on whether the boat would ever float again on the Table Rock Lake, saying that the company is focused on 2019 and hasn't confirmed plans for the future. The new attraction, called Branson Top Ops, will include indoor laser tag, an interactive outdoor maze with barriers and a tower. She says work will begin soon and that the venue is expected to open for Memorial Day weekend. She says 10% of this year's proceeds, with a minimum amount of $100,000, will be donated to local first responders such as police and firefighters. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.